Nearly a year after the controversial sewer bill, which would have effectively overhauled the public pension system in Kentucky, state lawmakers are still trying to figure out what to do. That's why the Public Pension Working Group was formed.
Ultimately, the goal of the committee is to kind of come up with some type of legislative proposal that can be evaluated and, you know, theoretically voted on, you know, towards the end of the session.
Bo Craycraft is a senior legislature committee analyst with the Kentucky Legislative Research Commission.
And so basically what they're going to do is they're going to kind of a little bit more significant dive into, like, what do the pension plans look like? Where are they at currently? We're facing situations where some of our plans are significantly underfunded. Others have seen funding levels kind of decline over the last decade, you know, trying to figure out why.
The 8 retirement plans for public workers in Kentucky have over 500,000 members and nearly $43 billion in unfunded liabilities, according to the Courier-Journal. With so much on the line, members of both major parties have come together.
So you've got Representative Jerry Miller and Senator Will Schroeder as the chairs. So you have 10 other members. They're all legislative. Includes both leadership and, you know, just other members of both parties, either the Democrat, Republican, and then also members of the Senate and House of Representatives.
Members met for the first time this Tuesday to introduce the problem and get the ball rolling. The Public Pension Oversight Board may also present outlines for group members.
That's a statutory committee, and it's going to be staff from that committee that's going to kind of just do a summary of, you know, the 3 major pension plans, which is the KERS plan, the CERS plan, and the teacher plan.
However, according to Craycraft, the following meetings will focus on each of the 8 plans and the problems they face.
There's going to be a meeting or two that'll be kind of like trying to set a foundation. And then my understanding is that the meetings are going to take more of a focus on each of the plans. So, like, you'll go through a period where maybe for a week or two they'll spend just dedicated time on TRS, the teacher plan. And so you'll probably have staff from those systems come and present, testify.
The working group model has been used in the past for various policies.
This model has been utilized in the past with not just pensions, but anytime you're looking at doing some type of what I would call reform or restructuring, whether it be like educational or, you know, judiciary. A lot of times they'll create these working groups that'll kind of meet. Most of the time it's in the interim, whereas this one, you know, they're kind of doing it within a session, but during a period which, you know, on a short session like this, we have about a 3-week period where you're kind of in between.
And the group has the ability to commission independent research to better understand the issue.
And these working groups also have the ability, they could hire a kind of a third-party consultant or an actuary that could come in and do some research and some testimony as well.
The Public Pension Working Group is expected to make recommendations to the General Assembly by February 15th. However, if the co-chairs feel an extension is needed, the deadline could potentially move to December 1st of this year. Craycraft says the direction taken is at the discretion of the group.
Ultimately, the committee gets to decide kind of where they go. And so, you know, the idea is to try to sit down and collectively make a plan, but it's all subject to kind of wherever the membership wants to go. And so that's kind of the hard part. Until we kind of get going and you start to see the questions that are being asked and the path they take, it's probably going to take a week or two to see where that's going.
For residents with concerns about Kentucky's public pension system, the Public Pension Working Group welcomes comments by emailing them at publicpensions@lrc.ky.gov. For WMKY News, I'm Logan Pemberton.